The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, the 21st of March, 7:05 in the morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Now, Linda is getting ready. She is heading down to Sacramento and she's taking off this morning. Like I said, 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here, back from her big trip to. Oh no, you were here Wednesday.
Yes,
yeah,
I was,
that's right.
But I feel myself turned on only today.
Okay, are you? Howdy, y'all.
That's too difficult.
Come on, try it. Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, you all.
No, howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all.
There you go. You're getting it, kiddo.
Okay, it's ready the second time, but I feel I'm talking Chinese.
What's your,
Yes?
What special day is it?
To be honest, I'm kind of lost it because there's so many national, like, cool days.
Oh, okay, name me one.
It will be hard to choose, but let me do. National Future Generations Day.
Nah.
No?
Okay, keep going. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's a great day. Okay, the weather. Today, showers likely before 10 a.m., then a chance of showers after 2 p.m. And a high around 56. Tonight, low around 47. Now, Saturday, it starts clearing up. Partly sunny, and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Monday, sunny with a high near 82. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 83. Wednesday, chance of showers and back down to 74. And Thursday, showers likely with a high near 65. So, we're going to have Saturday, partly sunny, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Great day. It's going to be warm. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane of Anderson, family-owned business, 30 years in the business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people, the Kenny family. You reach them at 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Katrina. And just, you know what? If you're looking for a chocolate lab pup that's 7 months old, you got him. You found him.
She's very sweet, isn't she?
Latte.
Latte. She's named that way for her coloring because she's the chocolate lab, but she has a little white chest.
Yeah. Okay. She's not, obviously. Come on over here.
She really loves people, and she really seeks a lot of comfort in people.
Well, now, she's got kind of a, you had her mom. And then she was adopted. Latte was adopted. And
yeah, she
and
was.
And then what happened?
So, yeah, we had her mom who was also adopted, and she was a really cute pity.
Yeah, but she was a pity. Okay,
she was
we're not
totally
saying,
pity.
We're not saying that Latte is full chocolate no. lab, but.
She looks very lab.
Oh, my God.
But she was adopted from us when she was about 2 months old.
Uh-huh.
And she had a fantastic family who was an amazing fit for her, but unfortunately, they came upon some pretty serious medical issues, and they weren't able to care for her anymore, which is why she ended up back here at the shelter.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that she needs, you know, I mean, she's 7 months old. She's got that labby look. So she probably needs exercise and all that. And I can understand it.
Oh,
something
yeah.
happens and it's not fair to the dog
no,
or them.
She's young. She's 7 months old, but she's a big 7 month old. She looks
oh my
like
gosh.
A full grown dog.
Yep.
And she's a little bit on the thicker side as well. She's been well fed.
She's been eating well at Haven yes. Humane.
But she's awesome, and her house was wonderful. You can tell that she, you know, had a lot of love in her life, and she lived around another dog, and she lived with cats and around livestock, and she got along with everybody.
Okay, around livestock and everything. And she's right now she's chewing on one of Buford's toys, which is cool.
She found one.
Oh, no. I mean, they're laying all over.
Yeah. She
in fact, I have
like.
To move them around. I tell everybody, when you see Buford's toys, put them back in the corner. I don't want people tripping over them. Like me. So, okay, I can just tell you, my friends out there, and there's a lot of you listening, this is a good-looking dog. And just comes right up to you and just wants to lick your hands. And now she's laying quietly because she's got a little toy there.
Right.
What a good dog.
Awesome. And I mean, you know, she's used to living in a home. She's used to sleeping in a bed with her people.
Okay.
It's been, I think, a little tough for her to adjust to being at the shelter, of course.
Okay. Yes.
But she's still very excited to see people. She's very happy. She's just overall a very wonderful dog.
Well, and Linda's not here today.
She's not here to stop you.
No. Let's get some pictures of Latte. I know you always do, Christine. And get
yes,
it on.
I already actually just posted a second ago on
okay.
our stories on Facebook, so
okay.
everybody can
That's
check
great.
Them out.
And we'll get a little video as we, you know, when you leave here of her and me down there on the floor. But, well, you know what? You know, when you see the dogs you bring in, obviously we did our part, and I would do more, probably, except Linda's is the one with the common sense that, you know, because we're on the go a lot. So a dog's got to be a special kind of dog that,
right.
like Buford, hey, Buford, we're going out for the evening. Buford, you know, okay, gets on the bed and sleeps. And you know, he's really laid back, but he loves to play. That's why we take him up to the dog park. If he had Latte, I'm not even sure what our house would look like. I mean, it's already filled. Buford sheds enough hair every day to make a chihuahua.
So you already have another dog.
So, see, I already have another dog. I just have to put the hair together.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else is going on here with y'all? You just said your...
We said Doggy Dash.
Doggy Dash.
That was awesome. Even though the weather wasn't the most favorable, it, you know, wasn't the worst either. And we had a really good turnout, and it was a really amazing time. So thank you for everyone who showed up for Doggy Dash.
Uh-huh.
And then coming up next is Putt for Paws. Charity Golf Tournament. And that's going to take place on May 9th at Tierra Oaks. So you can go either online to havenhumane.org. You can also call us, 530-241-1653, if you would like to register.
Okay, and that's another great fundraiser. Haven Humane is not a moneymaker. I'm just telling you, they plow all that money back into taking care of the dogs and cats and pigs and snakes, if there's any. Do you have any snakes?
Not right now.
Really?
Not
okay.
currently, but you never know what's going to happen.
Oh. Okay. But Latte is brown. She's a chocolate Labrador. I mean, if you looked at her.
Oh, yeah.
But she does have some white on her from, you know, probably from the other side of the family. But she's quiet in here. She has a toy. She's happy. But she's been on a farm, too, right? Is that what you said?
She's been around livestock.
Livestock, okay.
Yeah. But no, she's great. And, I mean, what better way to start your morning than with a latte, right? She's going over there to lick your fingers.
Oh, she's over here licking my hands. Oh, she's 7 months old. And so I don't know how much she weigh right now.
Well, she is in a position where she needs to lose a little bit of weight, so she shouldn't
stay this
weight necessarily.
She could lose 5-6 pounds, and that would make a big difference.
But
she's not heavy looking.
She's not.
She's chunky.
Yeah, but I'd say she's probably around like 60
okay.
pounds.
Oh, okay.
She's pretty dense.
Oh, well, So, okay. Anything else we need? Oh, how do people... First of all, if you go to our Facebook page, you can see her. But she's all over Facebook, I'm sure. And how to, you know, say, you know what? I want Latte. I want to take a look at Latte. What do they do?
Easiest thing to do is come down to the shelter. We're open 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday. You can just walk on in and say you'd like to see Latte. Of course, if you have a dog at home, it's good to bring them just to make sure that your dog approves of her as well. And you can also call us, 530-241-1653, if you have any further questions. And because she's been in a home before, her adoption fee is only $25.
Okay. And she's been chipped, she's been fixed, she's got her shots, and so she's ready to go home with a family. Oh, I could just see her with some kids.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And because she's not a biter or anything like, I mean, she's just playful.
She's playful. She, yeah. I know right now, for like manners wise, working on trying to teach her not to be so jumpy on people. That's like, oh, yeah. I would say her worst trait, so to speak. Cause she's really excited when she sees people and she wants to meet everybody. She's the kind of dog that if you're walking her, she wants to go up and say hi to everyone she sees. But it's, you know, she's really smart and she does learn very quickly.
Okay. I have another animal story for you. Family, and I forget which state it is, a pigeon flew into their backyard, obviously distressed, so they gave it water, you know, so the pigeon would have water, and the pigeon now has adopted this family.
Oh, my gosh.
And when they leave, the pigeon flies over to the car and gets on the car. The guy gets out. He walks away, holds his arm out. The pigeon flies over and gets on his arm, and he has to put it, you know, on this, like a perch out there. And then he runs back to the car, and then the pigeon flies back to the car. So he gets out, takes it back over. The pigeon has adopted the family.
He's trained this pigeon.
Yeah, now he's got a pigeon. They've got a pigeon in their family, and they're all in there giggling and everything. Yeah, pigeon has adopted them.
That's hilarious. I should see if he can carry messages for him.
Katrina, thank you so much. And Lottie, I'm sure you're going to find a good family. You just look great. And like I said, I'd be looking at Latte if we didn't have Buford. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking to an athlete that has achieved an awful lot, a local athlete that has achieved an awful lot right here out of Anderson. And we'll be right back. Forever, if you keep bowling them and you treat them right, a good woman holds you together. She'll stick with you for the rest of your life. Good buddies will always come running, got your back no matter what. The good dogs don't live long enough.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Get ready for a weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine. Saturday, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. All ages are welcome, so come on down and bring a family. Spaces are limited for show cars. Hope to see you there. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda, Linda's on her way, getting ready to head off to Sacramento this weekend. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repair man. In fact, he can build watches, stone cutters, jewelry designers down there. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Been in the business here in town 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row here. And they are. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. And open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Jim Pinnock and Elias Raby. What, Raby? Did I pronounce that? Okay. And from Anderson High School.
Yes.
And I was watching, I saw it in the news, and somebody reached out to me. And I am really happy to have them both here. So, Jim and Elias, good morning.
Morning.
Okay. Now, stay in tight on those, on that, on your microphone there. Okay, Jim, you are the wrestling coach.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about how'd you get to be the wrestling coach? Your past, your story.
Yeah. Well, it would start when I was a 12-year-old boy, up in a small town on the other side of Mount Lassen there, Chester.
Chester.
So I was a sixth grader at Chester Elementary, had never wrestled or anything, and I was really inspired when the high school coach, he came to speak with the elementary school kids. Mike Colley was his name, great man.
Uh-huh.
One of the best coaches I ever had. He came and spoke about wrestling, and as a sixth grade 12-year-old boy, I was just kind of enthralled that I wanted to give this a try, so there was a junior program up there in Chester, and I joined that as a sixth grader, and I was pretty successful right away, and I really liked the physicality of it, and then the fact that you could learn new moves and that kind of thing. And I'll never forget the first tournament I wrestled. He put on what he called the Steak and Beans tournament, and he had his junior program broken up into four teams. And the team that won the duel got steak, and the team that was in last place got beans, and chicken and hamburgers were in the middle.
I was wondering about that. That's pretty easy. Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
If you win steak, if you lose, beans.
You get beans.
That's cool.
But it was a cool deal, you know, and that's how he reined in the young kids up there. And Chester High School, really small community, you know, about 2,000 kids people in the whole community, had a really good wrestling program for its size. So, but anyways, I had a lot of success, and then I started doing the mountain tournaments up there. We'd go to Alturas and wrestle all the mountain kids, and then eventually I did really well. So ended up, that's what really inspired me. And, he was my high school coach also. So he coached me for 7 years and just a great man. And so I was inspired by it. And actually, he's one of the main reasons it's inspired me to become a teacher and a coach and a wrestling coach, because I saw him and I just looked up to him so much. And
so
thought, you know, that's what I want to do. So
after high school, then what happened?
Yeah, after high school. So I was very into football as well.
Mm-hmm.
But after the Masters Finals my senior year, Dave Foster, another great coach. He was the wrestling coach at Lassen College.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had some. We had state championship programs. He came and he asked me, wanted me to wrestle for him. And I told him, well, I'm going down to Bay Area. I'm going to be playing college football. I said, but I said that I'd wrestle for him for a year because I was going to take a year to to press weights and get a little bit bigger. So I went and wrestled for him for a year, and I was on a state championship team, high caliber. We'd go down to, you know, down to the San Diego area. I mean, Lassen College was the program back then. We crushed Palomar, all the kids from Poway. We were better than everybody. It was awesome. Great experience. So, yeah.
And then from there?
And then from there, I did. So at the end of the season, I did well. End of the season, I told Coach Foster, I said, okay, I'm heading down to De Anza College to play college football. And I ended up playing down there and then at Chico State a couple of years later. Yeah.
So, all right.
But wrestling, even though I pursued football in college, ultimately, wrestling was something that I dreamed of coaching because there's a respect that I have for wrestlers. I just think for the amount of suffering that wrestlers do together and the camaraderie that you build with your teammates, it's like nothing else. I think because it's an individual sport, whereas football, great sport too, and you get camaraderie there, but being out there by yourself is just...
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Makes a difference.
So then you had your degree, and then was it a teaching degree? Or?
Yeah. So okay. I got my teaching degree at Chico State.
Okay.
And then signed up for student teaching, and then the coach, he's kind of a legendary coach at Corning High School, saw my name on the sub list, and they said, hey, I want you to come do your student teaching out here at Corning. They have a good wrestling program. So I said, sure, coach. But then the next week, I got a call from my old high school football coach, who was the principal at Enterprise High School, who was Mike Stewart, who became the superintendent of the Shasta Union District here. And he said, Pennick, I saw your name on the list. You're not going to Corning. You're coming up to coach wrestling for me here at Enterprise High School. So that's how I ended up in the Reading area.
Okay.
Otherwise, I don't know where I'd be right now. Yeah.
And then you ended up in...
And then from
how long have you been at Anderson?
I student taught, and I coached football and coached wrestling. I was the head wrestling coach.
They got like a threefer for you. You got a student teaching... And a wrestling and a football coach. They got their money's worth.
Yeah, they sure did.
Which is
the pay wasn't all that great.
No,
I mean, you don't get Costco.
You don't get paid. You don't get paid for student teaching, but
no.
They must have paid you a little for the.
You get a small stipend
sure.
for the coaching. But anyways, so then the vice principal there was he ended up becoming the principal at Anderson High School. So 4 years later, I was still doing long-term sub jobs because in the 90s, it was really tough to get a teaching job.
Yeah.
And he called me four years into it and said, hey, I'm the principal down here. This is Paul Jones.
Yeah.
Great man. And he said, we've got a job here. We need an English teacher, a wrestling coach, and a football coach. And I had my English minor at Chico State. So I thought, I can do English. My dad was an English teacher for 25 years. So they came down, Bob Reed hired, interviewed me.
Y'all don't know what Jim looks like. But Jim is not your typical English teaching. He doesn't look like your typical English teacher. Just let me put it that way. You know, the guy's been in contact sports and wrestling his whole life. So, but you sound very excited about it. And when you were trying to find a job back then, things were really tight. When I got back from Iraq, I came up here. I had my teaching degree, and I got my certificate. And I substitute taught. I could have taught every day. That's the one thing I found out.
Right.
And I realized after a few months of this that I wasn't going to, you know, pursue that any further. I was doing something else. But what a great story. And then going out to provide not only, a good education, but also the other things that you provide. That's a great story, Joe.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Well, no, it really is. So then, when did you become the head coach of the wrestling team?
So when I got hired at Anderson, I was hired as an assistant wrestling coach.
Right.
And I coached with Don Williams for 11 years.
And
then he ended up taking a job out at Simpson College wrestling there.
Okay.
And then from there, I took over the Anderson program, and I've been doing it ever since.
And what year was that?
Since 2012.
2012.
Yeah, 2012.
You don't look that old, first of all.
I'm up there.
Yeah, you're getting there, right? Elias thinks he's old. Yeah, Elias thinks everybody over 18 is old.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk.
All right.
To Elias.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, founded about 18 years ago, is our local community bank. The local board of directors, their branches, they have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two here in Redding, one in Anderson. It's like the Cheers of banks. You walk in, they know your name. We have both our personal and our business accounts at Cornerstone. They're really good to work with. As you've heard, they are going to merge with Plumas here toward the end of the summer, which means you've got another, there's 19 branches there, and Plumas is also a community bank started in Gridley. So can't wait to see what happens there. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals. Sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta College will host the last of three workshops titled Getting the Outside Garden Ready and Preserving What You Grow. This workshop will be held April 26th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm in the greenhouse. Workshop topics will include bed preparation for an amazing harvest, how to start composting, setting up irrigation, growing herbs, controlling weeds and bugs, canning basics. There will be a $5 charge to cover materials and seeds at each workshop. Master Gardeners are also sponsoring a plant swap after this workshop. A garden fair is also planned from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This family-friendly event will include garden activities for children, composting demonstrations, garden-related vendors, and basic gardening advice. For questions regarding this event, contact Lemoyne Waite at 530-242-2210 or contact Shasta College.
The thrill of cage fights returns to Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, April 12th. Hard-Fought Productions brings you an action-packed night of amateur pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets for this extreme event start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this adrenaline-filled event. Tickets for this event sell out fast. Get yours today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Present. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. 7:34 in the morning here on the 21st of March, about 49 degrees out there. Going to get some rain today. I'm here with Anderson High School, and it's the part of the wrestling team. I got the coach, Jim Pinnock, and we're going to be talking to Elias Raby here, who has achieved something that very few people ever have. And you know, a local guy. So good morning, Elias.
Good morning.
Get in a little bit closer, buddy. Get aggressive. Okay. Oh, yeah. Not too aggressive. Okay, Elias. Elias, by the way, he finished number two in the whole state in the 150 weight class, which is a Shark Tank.
Yes.
This is a very tough division and all around there. When you get up higher into the heavyweights and there's fewer, but when at yours, there's a lot of people wrestling. So let's learn about you. Tell us about you.
I started wrestling when I was about 5 years old.
And what started, do you remember what started you wanting to wrestle? And you're an Anderson kid.
Yeah, a little bit of a funny story, but me and my middle brother, we kind of like thought it was a WWE.
Uh-huh.
Like the wrestling that you see on the TV.
Sure.
And so, we asked our parents, and you know, they let us do it because, you know, it wasn't what we thought it was. But ever since then, we just kept going back every practice and practice.
So you thought, okay, I can go in there and you know, jump off the top rope. But this isn't like that. This is real.
That was pretty much the idea of it. You know, uh-huh. When you're little and you're like watching like John Cena and all of them. I want to do that. But
now I wonder how many other young men and women got started because I want to do something like that. Okay, so you started when you were five. You and your brother.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what, junior programs or?
Yeah. So we wrestled at the junior program at Anderson for a little bit, and went to Orland just because like the program was a little bit better, a little bit stronger.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, my brothers were all like, we're all 3 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're all wrestling. We have our own like little gym in the backyard.
Okay.
And we'd practice for hours and hours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody started getting into high school. And
now you were the youngest?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had one 3 years older and then one 6 years older.
Yeah.
So you were able to learn from them.
Yeah.
So, and your own gym.
So fortunately, I was the youngest brother, so I got to start wrestling the earliest.
Right.
And my oldest brother, he wasn't so serious about it at first, but towards like the end of high school, he like really got serious about it, and he ended up going top 12 in state.
Okay. Was he out of Anderson also?
Yeah, he was out of Anderson for a little bit, and then he transferred to West Valley.
He was West Valley. All right.
And, you know, his, like, final years, he was getting really serious, and he was, like, helping me get real serious because I was at that point where, like, I had to start really taking this, like, serious and training harder. And
so you were 11 and 12 when you really
got
into it then. Okay. All right. So then what happened?
I pretty much, like, loved the sport from then. Would go out, train every day, go to, like, practices in Orland, Anderson, just really anywhere I could to get, you know, like good quality work in. And then about seventh grade year was COVID, so wrestling was dying down. But Simpson, they were running like this little wrestling thing that you could do,
mm-hmm.
where you could like wrestle with the college kids. And I did that, and it was really good for me. You know, I got to experience like wrestling like bigger, older, stronger kids. You know, like, some were better than me, but it was, like, always, like, good matches, you know, just good mat time. And then freshman year, that was a long year. I actually wrestled my freshman year at West Valley.
Okay.
And had a pretty good season. I placed seventh at state, and then I transferred to Anderson, just, you know, my hometown, right where I live and stuff. And
did you know Coach before then?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
He coached my brother, my oldest brother.
Oh, okay. All right. And so, so you transferred to Anderson, and now you're a sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore year.
That was your junior this year, right?
Yeah.
So it was last year. Okay.
Sophomore year was a little bit rough. I wasn't training too hard. Kind of was just like going with the flow. Wasn't working hard. And then tried to put a little bit together at the end of the season. And, you know, when you're wrestling those high-caliber kids, like, you can't just afford not to wrestle or not practice hard. And
because they are.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially, like, in an area like Fresno where all the kids are, like, really good and yeah. just iron
Fresno, is Fresno, like, a real competitive
the,
area?
Yeah, it is. The Fresno area is kind of the hotbed of California wrestling.
Okay.
You know, you've got Buchanan High School and Clovis, and yeah. those guys are they're okay. for real, and all right. the high schools surrounding.
Okay. Yeah. So your sophomore year wasn't till you got kind of toward the end of the year you got serious, but it was kind of too late.
Yeah.
Okay. So then this year, what? Okay. So when, at the end of last year, you realized you could have worked harder.
Yeah.
So this year, did it, I mean, okay, I'm giving it up for wrestling.
Yeah. This year, I definitely changed a lot. You know, like I had a big talking with a very dear friend, Ashlyn Smith, and. You know, we talked for hours and stuff and, you know, just about taking it more serious, you know. Beginning of the year, I had a very close friend, David. He transferred with me to Anderson. And he came over, and he's a hard worker. And I feel like that was something I was kind of missing. Kids, like, you know, like, helped me push farther. And
yeah,
he was,
you need to have somebody good to push.
Yeah.
Push
yeah.
you. Yeah.
And he was like somebody that like if I called, he'd be down to go train, like go run hills, go run sprints, go run a couple miles. And, you know, that was just great for me because I was also making him better, but he was making me better.
Yeah. And you need a good training partner.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To push you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the season starts.
Yeah. Season starts. I start out training like really hard every day. And then A little bit in there, but not for long. You know, I start falling off. But, you know, I remember my results last year, and that's not how I wanted to repeat this year, so I start picking them back up.
How did you do last year? This is last year, doesn't count. So,
yeah.
Or count, how was your that sophomore year that convinced you that you need to work harder?
I lost to some kids that my freshman year, I was better than them. Like, I beat them. And I ended up losing to those kids the next year, and I was just like,
okay,
yeah.
They hadn't gotten that much better.
Yeah.
You hadn't gotten better at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I was
okay.
just like, I was disappointed with my results from my sophomore year. So I had like more on my shoulders, wanted to train harder. And
okay. No, that's cool because you saw what it could have been.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're into your junior year. You are training hard. You're doing the extra work, and the season starts.
First couple, so we go to a lot of harder tournaments, especially for our section, like our team, we travel, we go a lot down south cause that's where like,
mm-hmm.
that's where the hammers are and the iron. And so, you
the
know.
Hammers.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. I need to expose them to that.
They have to.
Yeah. We've got our pillars in our room and one of the pillars, the fourth pillar is take on the toughest. And that's like having these guys being used to and willing to, face the toughest competition out there.
Well, you got to.
And do it,
yeah.
do it undaunted, you know, without fear, respect for your opponent, but get after it.
Yeah, don't be afraid of them.
Yeah, and most, no other teams up in this area do what we do as far as traveling to,
okay.
to wrestle Clovis and San Diego and every,
okay,
all
so,
those kinds of things.
When did you know this could be a good year?
Well, right and early, I was like 165 pounds. And I was wrestling 175s, so we could bring another one of our
some big kids.
And
it was very generous of him. I got to say this about Elias because he won't brag about himself, but he bumped up to 175 so that he'd let other kids in our lineup and wrestle at the tournaments.
How much did you weigh then when you were wrestling 175?
About 160.
No, 160.
So these were some big.
Okay,
big
so
kids.
In case. For wrestling, the weight classes are real important. And you want to try, of course, like everything, you want to try and stay in that weight class with somebody about the same weight. So, and a lot, you know, and they're close weight classes. So you bumped up to 170. You were wrestling real 175-pound guys.
Yeah.
And you were weighing 160. And that 15 pounds probably makes a difference.
Oh, it was definitely a lot different, you know, like. When I was wrestling those kids, like, I was so much faster because, you know, I was smaller, but they were so much stronger. And
right.
I was pretty confident, you know, because just getting out of football, I'm pretty strong right now. and I could hold my own. And I actually did really well.
Good.
We're down at the Zinkin Classic in Clovis.
Yeah.
And at Buchanan High School. And this guy wrestling at 175s in the semifinals. He had a state-ranked kid. The kid was ranked like sixth in state. The kid's just jacked, just big. And Elias just went out and out-wrestled him. But it was a very close match. Beat him by one. It, you know, was taking this big kid down, and I think everybody was kind of amazed because it looked like a little bit like David and Goliath, you know. Then he ended up in the finals of that tournament with the Clovis kid, who was a giant kid.
Yeah.
And wrestled him very close.
Okay. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the state run. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I'm really liking you, Elias. I got a feeling that you're a lot like Michael Phelps. That Phelps never missed a day of training, not his birthday, not Christmas, not Thanksgiving, because he said, if I take off a day, it takes me a day and a half to come back. And he says, I know my opponents are taking those days off. I want to be that much better.
That's awesome.
What, 26 gold medals later?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it sounds like, you know, you're wrestling a higher weight, and you know you're there. I mean, 15 pounds of muscle and bigger.
Yeah.
Does make a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Get your land and sea legs ready and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $60,000 land to sea swipe to win draw. Play for your chance to cruise around on a Patago e-bike or a Ski-Doo Spark. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through April starting at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on March 27th and April 24th. And play for your chance to win $200 cash, a Patago e-bike, or a Ski-Doo Spark. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. All over the world, you can run, but you can't hide. Hey, our guests today are Elias Raby, who is number two in the state at the 150 weight class, and then Jim Pennick, his coach, who is he is concealing his age well here. And they're both from Anderson High School, and we're talking to Elias. Okay, now we're into that run for state. You've qualified for that. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, just 2 weeks before that, I got pretty sick, and I was like, my weight was just dropping. And that's when I wrestled 57s was my main weight class, and I was planning on wrestling for a state, but the week of league, I got pretty sick, and we decided it'd be best if I dropped down to 50s.
150, okay.
So I wasn't giving up too much weight at the state tournament. And got to state, my weight was pretty good. I was training. Me, David, and my friend Aiden, we ran 6 miles the day before just to get my weight down.
Wearing sweatshirts and everything?
Yeah.
Wrapping yourself in a saran wrap. Okay. No, they don't do that anymore. No, we can't do that anymore. No. Okay.
He had the layers of sweats on.
Okay. So, got your weight down, and then state. Now, how many matches do you have at state? I know it depends on if you win, but.
So, if you're winning, you'll wrestle three or two the first day.
I'm sorry, three?
Three the first day.
Okay.
And then you go home, rest, you know, make sure you're on weight, and then it's one the second day.
Uh-huh.
And two the third day.
Okay.
Yeah, so Elias was in a pigtail, which means they're a 40-man bracket, so he had an extra match on top of what a lot of the kids have.
Okay.
So he had that much farther to that many more wins to get to make it to the finals.
Okay, so your final day you had two matches.
Yeah.
Correct.
The semifinal, I guess.
Yes.
And then the final. All right, so you got through all of those.
Yeah, so my first match was pretty rough start because, when you're in that tunnel and the lights around you, all the people around you, it just makes you nervous. And, you know, your nerves are pumping at state. You know, you wrestled the whole year just to, get to here.
To get to here.
Yeah, and you don't want to get – and it's, nerve-wracking because, no kid you're going to wrestle is going to be he's not just – every kid you wrestle at the tournament, he's going to be good.
So it's not going to be a walkover.
All those qualifiers, his opponent was from Buchanan High School, the giant high school in Fresno, and that kid was name was Arius, was ranked second, and Elias was actually ranked third.
Okay,
but I knew Elias would beat him.
So I'm in there wrestling. I get the early takedown, and I'm feeling good, just filling him out. That ends first round. Round two, he escapes. Wasn't trying to hold him down. He takes me down. I'm losing by one. I try to get an escape to close out the round, be tied up. Couldn't get it. Now we're tied up, third round, 4-4. And
because you got an escape.
Oh, yeah, I got the escape.
He got the escape to tie it up in the third round.
Okay.
So
it's 4-4.
And this is the first round you're
this
in?
Is now we're into the third we're, round now.
Yeah, but this is your first opponent?
No.
This is his semifinals.
Oh,
match,
semifinals. So. Okay. All right. So
this is after he'd already beaten five kids.
All right.
The kid was pretty tired. I could sense I was feeling him. He was definitely dying down. I was pretty tired myself, but I knew I had a little bit more than him. And, a big thing about wrestling is watching film on your opponents, knowing what they're gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
And Flow Wrestling is this big wrestling website that lets you watch all the matches from your kids from if they wrestled at bigger tournaments.
Right.
And I watched film and I knew that this kid I watched this other kid, like, Russian tie snap him. His, like, second loss of the year. And I seen that, and I was like, I've practiced that move a lot, like, in other tournaments and practice. And the time was winding down, and I didn't want to take him down, like, too early. I'm sorry, he can have, like, another fighting chance. And so I just, like, waited for the clock to die down, and I went for it. And got the move, and the whole place went crazy.
The place erupted. There was 2 seconds left on the clock.
On the takedown, and you
Elias executed an amazing Russian.
All right, that was the semi. So then you got into the final, and not quite as good news, but second in state.
Yeah. I mean, when everyone's, like, kind of expecting you to lose, you're not so nervous when you're going into the match.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose.
Yeah, because it was kind of like Gilroy, who was... If he, like, tagged me or pinned me, their team would win the tournament.
Right.
So, like, the announcers are just kind of, like, bagging and dissing on me, telling me, is he going to get teched or pinned? Because he tech-fought the kid to go into the finals. So this
tech
kid,
means you have so many points.
So you beat the kid, like, 15 to nothing. Yeah, and so win by 15 points. You tech-fall. And this kid was tech-falling everybody throughout the whole tournament.
Well,
they made the 150-pound match the last match of the night because this guy is kind of like the star.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to put on a big show and just stomp everybody. But he didn't know he was going to run into Elias Raby.
So, okay. So, good match.
Yeah, it was a great match. Oh, yeah. Everyone kind of like felt like I was going to be dogged on. But, you know, when you're in there thinking, you're not thinking he's so much better than me. You're thinking like, you know. He might have all this, but I'm going to go in there and I'm going to wrestle my match and stuff. And I got in there, got a takedown in the first round. He got a quick escape, 3-1, I'm winning. And I could just tell, like, he's shook, you know. Like, he wasn't expecting for me to come out there and be on the attack. And second round, he got a takedown. Strong kid, I couldn't escape. Third round, I picked neutral. I didn't really want to go bottom, and there's no point, no need for it. Just
at that
like wear off the clock.
You're down by one, right? I believe, or two. You're down by two.
Down by two, takedown, and great match. I know. I tried.
So I don't mean to rush you, but I am running a little bit out of time here.
Okay.
So, so you ended up losing a match that everybody thought was going to be a walkover, but you gave him everything he could possibly handle.
Absolutely.
And this young man that you lost to is like number one in the nation. Number one in the nation.
Like pound for pound, number one in the nation.
Yeah.
All the weight classes. He was the MVP of the tournament, and Elias really could have beaten him.
It was a great match. It was close. You'll see him again.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you probably will.
In college.
You'll see him again.
Yeah.
Elias, what about next year? I've only got like 2 minutes, so be quick here.
Just going to stay in there, stay training hard. You know, me probably going to stay at Anderson with me and my other work partner, David. And you know, hopefully we can both go back and get two more medals.
Well, let's hope so.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's been a pleasure meeting you. You know, it's a pleasure meeting young men and women. And we try to cycle as many through as we can. They have the work ethic and wanting to succeed. But it's the whole enchilada here. You know, it's wrestling, school, your personal life, and all that. It's not easy for a kid today. It just isn't. A lot harder today than it was when Jim and I grew up. So, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
No, I mean, I'm so happy for you. And so, if this continues, then on to college, or?
Yeah, so that's the goal. You know, I got a couple colleges looking at me, but I definitely want to go try and go Division I if I can.
Sure.
And, you know, NCAAs and stuff like that.
Olympics. Yeah. In there. Well, congratulations, and we're so happy we had you on. Elias Raby, who finished second in the state. Who knows, with just one move or a move or two could have been numero uno. So, but next year.
And he will be next
year. Next year. And Jim Pinnick, obviously you care about your kids. And a teacher out at Anderson and a head wrestling coach. Thanks so much. I'm not even sure how this happened, but I saw it and I think I reached out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody had sent something to me. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl.
Because I'd seen that you'd done well and I thought, well, that's great. Here's a local kid, a young man who's doing really good. Because so many times we hear that they're not, you know, they aren't doing as good as they could be. But, you know, all the ones it seems like that come through here, I don't have any doubts about the future. You know, I think that they're going to be our futures in good hands.
Absolutely.
Well, right, okay.
Thank you, Carl.
Oh, no, it was my pleasure. Thank you, Jim and Elias. Hey, when we come back after the news, we're at House of Realty. And the big thing going on is if Cameron can be here on time. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest release of JFK assassination documents may have crossed the line. A bit too much transparency.
Sensitive personal information, including social security numbers, was unveiled in the newly unredacted JFK files released this week. Neither the White House nor the National Archives explained the decision-making process behind the public release of the information. But White House officials say a plan is in place to help, including credit monitoring offered by the National Archives, until new Social Security numbers are issued. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is railing against judges who interfere in White House policy decisions. Mr. Trump calls Judge James Boasberg, a local unknown judge, a grandstander looking for publicity. Boasberg continues pressing the administration for information about deportation flights. Europe's busiest airport, London's Heathrow, shut down by a fire at an electrical substation, snarling the travel plans of hundreds of thousands of airline passengers. There have been more than 1,300 flight cancellations so far today. Canadian investigators say the Delta regional jet that crashed landed in Toronto last month descended too quickly.
21 people were injured when the plane flipped over and passengers were left hanging upside down in their seats. A preliminary report from the Transportation Board of Canada says an alert sounded 3 seconds before impact, indicating a high rate of descent. The landing gear collapsed when it touched the ground.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. In Orlando, Florida, it appears a Southwest Airlines flight crew mistook a taxiway for a runway and almost tried to take off. An alert air traffic controller aborted the takeoff just in time. Sell-off continues on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is down 227 points. The Nasdaq off 53. More on these stories at townhall.com.
3 years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks with the South Carolina Children's Theater. I was about 40, 50 pounds overweight, tired, sick, fed up with the way I felt. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I had to do something. I scheduled my weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And as they say, the rest is history. Just a few months, I lost over 50 pounds. I took control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off and I feel better than ever. If you are where I was, do what I did. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. It'll change your life. It's fast and simple. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call at 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. That's 855-696-2020. 855-696-2020. Here's the best part. First 11 callers who mention the keyword healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Call today. 855-696-2020. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
Israel's cabinet has approved the firing of the Israeli security chief for failing to anticipate Hamas's horrific October 7th, 2023 attack.
This sacking will infuriate demonstrators who've been out in their thousands for 3 days to protest about the Prime Minister's plan to dismiss the Shin Bet chief and, they say, to defend democracy. Ronen Bar had acknowledged bearing some responsibility for not preventing the Hamas attack, but he accused the government of having allowed the militant group to undergo a massive military build-up. Shin Bet is also probing claims that, in Mr. Barr's words, Qatar has been involved in Israel's highest decision-making processes. The Prime Minister rejects these allegations.
The BBC's Charles Haviland. Russian drones have pummeled the Ukrainian Black Sea port city of Odessa, injuring three people and sparking fires, the attack underlining Moscow's intention to pursue aerial attacks, even as it agrees to a temporary ceasefire. Townhall.com. Well, March Madness is here, and if your NCAA tournament bracket is already busted, you are certainly not alone.
Fewer than 1% of NCAA tournament brackets are still perfect. After Thursday's 16-game slate, that, according to several services, where fans attempt the all-but-impossible task of predicting every March Madness game correctly, or barring that, winning their office pools. I mean, who saw number 12 seed McNeese upsetting number 5 Clemson, or number 11 seed Drake beating 6 seed Missouri? It's all part of the chaos that is March Madness. Ken Lorman reporting.
A bill creating a so-called turquoise safety alert system for missing Native American people in New Mexico has been endorsed by the state legislature. Lawmakers have sent it to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's desk. She supports that initiative. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios in downtown Reading on Market Street with our window on the world. We can look out there and see the weather. We can see cars traveling by. We can see street individuals that walk by and show us their tummies. Which is, no, it's true. Okay, 8:05 in the morning and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And on the line is our Stifel Investments, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. I love that description of your window.
Oh.
Anyway, the major averages are in the red this morning, resulting in their longest weekly losing streak since May of 22. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 222 points at 41,736. The S&P 500 is off 25 points at 5,638. The NASDAQ Composite losing 115 points at 17,576. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA down $2.26, trading at 116.27. Tesla up $3.90 at 240.37. NIO down a quarter, trading at $4.46 per share, and Nike off $5.11 at $66.75. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.236%, and for gold, it's down $32 an ounce at $3,013. Silver off 65 cents, trading at $33.23 per ounce, and crude oil is priced at $68 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC, and NYSE for KCNR.
Hell of a week, huh?
Stocks are on sale today. Come on.
hell of a week, huh, Susan?
It's a long week. It's every day. It's so interesting, though.
Yeah, I bet it is. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments for Stifel. And that's spelled S-T-I-F-E-L. She's located right here on Park Marina Drive in Reading. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. Now, before we get started, I want to talk about a couple of things that are happening. Yesterday, I was reached out to by somebody who gave me a call about this Vietnam vet that was at Mercy Medical. No family. He was expected to die within the 24 hours, had nobody around, and Staff Sergeant James Cheney reached out to people, and he was a recruiter, about going down there. And it was a so I forwarded it on. He was, like I said, he was at Mercy. He was in his last 24 hours. His name was Larry. He was in ICU. And Cheney reached out online for support and was overwhelmed by the community response. So much so that
the hospital had to say, hey guys and girls, you know, call us first before you do it, because we've got a lot of people coming through here. Anyway, when Larry passed last night, he was surrounded by his brothers and sisters in arms. And when you see this thing come out, first you wonder, is this true? Is this somebody, trying to get money? No, not at all. They were just reaching out when they heard about this. And so when Larry passed, he was being honored, and he had other veterans around him. So that's a real good, feel-good story. And here's a better one. Today, out at the VA home, there's going to be a birthday celebration for a 103-year-old World War II veterans at the V. This says at the clinic. Okay, they're going to do it at the VA clinic at 11:30 today. 103 years old, birthday. So if you can make it out there today, that would be great. Give a call to 530-225-5616, and this is, you'll talk to Amy at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office for more information. But it's going to be out there at the clinic at 11:30. This is what it says. I'm going to check this, make sure it's at the clinic and not at the home. So, but right now this is what it says at the VA clinic. 11:30, 103-year-old World War II veteran. So if you can make it out there, sounds like a good idea. At the clinic. Yeah, that's what I said. I'm just making sure. What do we got here for weather? Today, showers likely before 10 a.m. Oh, it looks like that's happening. And then a high near 58 tonight, chance of showers tomorrow. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 66. And it starts clearing off. Sunday, sunny with a high near 79. Monday and Tuesday, sunny with highs in the low 80s. Wednesday, a chance of showers, and it starts, the temperature drops back to 74. And Thursday, showers. So it looks like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are going to be great days. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business, 30 years in the business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They help out a lot of people there. The Kenny family, I can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And here I am, House Realty.
Good morning.
Bruce and Cameron Middleton. Good morning.
Top of the morning.
And you know what, Cameron? I'm starting to worry a little bit about you, son. You're showing up on time.
Don't get too worried.
Well, I mean, yeah. You're showing up 2-3 minutes early.
Well, I'm trying to get the kid out the door a little bit earlier, and that helps. So.
Well, you know what? Did you finally get him a job? Now, yeah. How old is he now?
He's 7.
He's way past due. No, he's way past that.
Way past due. So, no, we're working on that. In fact, we have a meeting with his one of those parent-teacher conferences this afternoon to talk about the marketable skills that they're instilling upon the young man. And I'll tell you, those are the only things that really make me feel older are the parent-teacher conferences. And we have to sit in those little chairs. You know, the first grade chairs with the little 3 slats in the back. And it's very hard to stand up.
No, you can stand up, just the chair goes with you.
It does go with you after about 30 minutes.
But see, here's something that when you talk like that, you're sitting here with Bruce. Bruce, what time did you make Cameron start working? I mean, what age?
Actually, he started at least 16, but I mean, he did some odd jobs prior to that. I think he was 8 years old when I had up in a subdivision out by the Mount Shasta Mall. I had two separate projects going up there, and they had a job shack at one, and there were 4 houses being built on the other end of the subdivision. So I had him go out there, and if somebody came, he could call me on the phone, and I'd come over, and I'd go back and forth. So I think he was 8.
Yeah, that was my first job in real estate. I remember that. And I would sit there, and I could they could pick up a flyer.
Started when you were 8, and then you had, odd jobs, and you started at 16. But then you took that, 12-year break between 16 and what?
It's called college.
Hey, I'm seeing interest rates are dropping. I'm seeing houses are being sold.
Yeah.
But is that's kind of the national news. Is that happening around here?
It is, and yeah, rates have come down. I think this morning, as of this morning on the Mortgage News Daily here, they've got the benchmark at a 6.7 on the mortgage rates.
And how high had it gotten?
It's gotten over 7.
Yeah, that's what.
And this is actually relatively. Again, we're within tenths of a point here, but this is really kind of close to multi-month lows.
Okay.
Now the interesting part is everybody's hearing about, the Fed met, there was yesterday, day before Powell came out and spoke and talked about there was no rate cut at this point,
uh-huh.
but they have factored in for 2 more rate cuts this year, a quarter point
okay.
each. But again, as we've talked about many times here, just because the Fed drops the federal funds rate down doesn't necessarily mean that mortgage rates are going to go with it.
Right.
So there is a chance that mortgage rates could go up, even though the federal funds rate comes down. It's really based more upon the 10-year treasury, which really has much more to do with future economic outlook.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break here because we've hit that spot, and we're talking interest rates and sales of homes. When we come back, we're going to talk about the MLS listings, if those have gotten more or remain the same. They've been low for a long time. So I'm here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House of Realty. And let me see. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is looking for great employees. It's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, competitive benefits for both full-time and part-time positions, including medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Eurobungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Daryl Worley, Mark Wills are coming to Wind River Resort and Casino on April 18th. You won't want to miss Daryl Worley performing his top hit, I Miss My Friend. Alongside Mark Wills singing 19-something. One night, two performers. Tickets starting at just $50. Must be 21 to attend. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Friday the 21st, 8:19 in the morning, and 49 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. I was at Costco yesterday, and this lady was saying, gosh, I've got to get my windshield repair. And the woman working over in the tires area says, Crackmaster. And she goes, oh, yeah, I've used Crackmaster, and they're, you know, they've worked. She says, only place I go to, and I'm kind of standing there. And I went, yeah, they're real good. Crackmaster windshield repair, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst is going to fix it. Guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances. Take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis, and he'll tell you if he can fix it, and if he can, he'll send you to somebody he trusts. But he can fix a lot of windshields. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nick, what do you have? I've got guests.
Cameron's there, isn't he?
Yeah, Cameron's there.
I'm here, Nick.
I've got a question for you. Now, I was watching the city council meeting when they decided that they didn't want Kiss Me, the adult store at the downtown mall, and I thought it was something that was just stuck in your face. And when I discovered where it was at, it's where Crown Cameras used to be.
It's across the street from us. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going down through traffic, and you don't even notice that. They've got a little old sign that says, Kiss Me. It's a destination. People don't drive by and say, hey, let's go see this place. So I stopped in there after the supervisors' meeting Tuesday, and I had the nicest conversation for about a half hour with the gal that owns it.
Nice lady.
Yes, and she went through all the hoops and got all the permits to move over there, went to a large expense to move in there. And the city council has decided they don't want those type of businesses downtown. This is a high-end place. I mean, they've got high-end lingerie. And the adult part of the store that people might take offense to is way back in the back corner. You've got to look at it. And I was just wondering, Cameron, do you think they're going to make her leave downtown?
Okay, Nick, thanks a lot. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it's a good question. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, Nick, that is a good question. And to straight answer, I don't know. I am aware of this, having been served on the Planning Commission twice and having been chairman twice. The city of Reading has very specific guidelines regarding adult entertainment, adult retail, it delves into all kinds of adult type businesses. And I believe Kiss Me used to be on Hilltop. And
yeah.
And there were issues I had heard about kind of secondhand that it had been an issue that they were also not necessarily in compliance there. The question is, is the definition of an adult business? And an adult business is is very specific restrictions. It has to be in a certain type of zoning. It has to be so far removed from a street, from a sidewalk. It has to be have a front setback going back pretty far. It has to be, I think it's within 1,000 feet of another one. So, you can't have two next to each other, which I think was the problem out at Hilltop, is you can't have two of these next to each other. So, and even, I mean, basic to say it straight, I mean, within Reading, you're even allowed to, somebody would be allowed to put up a strip club. But there's only a handful of parcels that really actually meet the strict criteria for that. Now, for an adult store, and I think what she is questioning is, what constitutes an adult retail establishment? And does having any adult products qualify you as an adult establishment or not? I'm not sure if what happened in terms of permitting or anything like that. Downtown is a whole different ball of wax. When it comes to downtown, you have the downtown-specific plan. And the downtown-specific plan is exactly that. It tells you exactly what uses you can have, which ones you cannot have, where you can have them, the size, design criteria, signage, everything else is different from everything else around the city, and it has to fit that exact criteria. So I know when I was on the commission a couple of years ago, we changed it to, for example, to allow tattoo parlors. Tattoo parlors were not allowed downtown. The ones that were here had been grandfathered in. Any other ones were not allowed. No new ones could come in. And that was changed. So really, this is going to go, my understanding is it's going to go back through the planning commission, and then it's going to go to city council. And my guess is this is going to come down to probably a slim vote of the city council, whether or not that this business is going to be allowed to stay. So it's the definition that is the tough part. It's a bit of a gray area, and there's a bit of a conflict regarding what exactly is an adult establishment, adult retail,
well,
and is having a small percentage or minority of your store dedicated towards adult merchandise. Does that make your entire establishment an adult?
One quick thought. You drive through downtown over here, and there's signs in every other window. The vacancy factor must be 50%. If I own that building and the council said, no, they can't be there, I'd say, as long as you're reimbursing me that amount of rent monthly till I find a new tenant, now we can talk. But you look, drive through here. I did the other day, and you know, it's 50% vacancy factor.
And beyond that, she was on the show. She had gone through all the hoops to get over here. And then because people were complaining about it, like, you know, as Nick said, when you drive by, you don't see anything. I mean, I haven't been in the store yet. And she explained it's behind a wall. But she says the same kind of stuff she sells, you can get down at the mall. And then I heard a commercial for this other store, I guess on Bocelli. I mean, I can't remember the name. I mean, it was like listening to an R-rated record, the commercial. So it's, and they're really upfront about for that business. But for this one here, I don't understand where the consternation is. And you've got a good point.
Well, by all means, they should be able to stay there. I think that's ridiculous. I've had somebody mention to me that you've got basically a Bethel council. Does that fit in with their beliefs? Well, maybe not, but.
The Bethel Council will kind of left.
There's still
some. 40, yeah, you're right.
40 to 60%.
Okay.
The major concern and the reason that the ordinance is written the way that it is, and this has been these issues have been going on honestly for decades. This has come up, but the issue is if you have too many together. So the idea is to keep that 1,000-foot separation at least. Mm-hmm. I believe it's 1,000 feet. I'd have to double check that. Between adult establishments, because what you want to avoid is a red light district or something thereabouts. So you get kind of an area where you have all of these located in one spot. So the cities, the way that they look at it is, hey, let's spread this out around the city, any kind of adult establishments, adult businesses, and not have them concentrate in one area. But I know this has been an issue. I knew this was an issue up on Hilltop going back, God, at least at this point, 25, almost 30 years.
Yeah, the one they had across the street from Tobacco and Brew was pretty explicit.
Yes, there's one behind Tobacco and Brew.
One behind Tobacco and Brew, that is just a full-blown...
That's what it is.
...adult entertainment place.
It's an adult store, that's in its zone for it. That's exactly where that's supposed to be.
You know what's kind of fun is, we'd be having cigars back there in the back of Tobacco and Brew, is looking at people you know that were going into, whatever the name of that, Secrets or something like that.
Secrets.
Yeah, and going, ooh, I didn't know, ooh. Hey, we got to take a break here. Okay, when we come back, we're actually going to talk. Well, this is kind of real estate and talking about. And Bruce has a real good point. We got openings downtown, and you want to take out a store that is, for the guy that owns this area down here. I mean, it's not easy getting people in here, and you have a big turnover of stores. O'Dell's is right next to us, and they've been here longer than anybody, but they've got to be the fifth store. Since we've been here in 15 years,
at least
the fifth store that's been in there at O'Dell's, and of course, they're a huge success. So, okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
You know, that's amazing. Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone, another one bites the dust. Hey, gotta get to do, another one bites the dust.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore or leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowner's crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Cash. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR. Friday, the 21st, and we're about 30 minutes away from Nirvana. That's, you know, where the work week is over, another grueling 2 hours here. 8:33 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My barbershop has been, since I moved here in 07, founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or the old subway, depending on how far back you go. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's a great barbershop. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make appointments at 530-244-9478, which is what I do, so I can roll in there, get my hair cut, and be on my way. Or you can just drop in if they've got an opening. You're going to get a grand haircut. It's friendly people. I can't say enough about them. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And before we get to our guest, I'm giving away 2 or 4 tickets to the April 5th and 6th Sportsman's Reading Sportsman's Expo. It's going to be on April 5th and 6th. It's going to be down at the Civic. And I've got 2 tickets, or if you want to take your family. Now, kids 12 and under are free, so they don't need tickets. And so, first, you know, call me at 530-605-4567. Tell Christina how many tickets you want, 2 or 4. I'm easy. I'm here with House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and we just went into a discussion of, which is kind of off the subject, but not. You've got that Bruce, and I hadn't really noticed that, Bruce, you know, the downtown vacancy. But I do know, you know, the restaurant, you know, across La Cabana is closed. I'm not sure here, on Chevron Square, where we're at, I think most of them are filled. And but there's other places, and you walk further down Market Street, there's some open sites.
Oh, and the new, you know, a lot of the new stuff down below, where it's residential up top and retail or commercial. The majority of it is still vacant.
Yeah.
And I know they're asking an arm and a leg for that stuff, but you know, there's not a lot that's come in. And you talk about the restaurant across the street, and that's been a couple of years now. So what happens if Hooters wants to come in? The three of us would be all for it, but is the city going to allow them to come in?
Well, Hooters, though, is a regular restaurant. I mean, it's kind of like the Chuck E. Cheese for adults. Come on. Plus the fact that Hooters went into, I understand, Chapter 11.
They did. When I was first appointed to the Planning Commission, I think I was 29 years old, if I recall, 28, 29 years old, and was the youngest planning commissioner in the history of the city of Reading. And I had 6, 7, 8 of my friends all ask me the same question. You're going to be on the planning commission. Cameron, does this mean we're going to get a Hooters?
Well, what is the big thing about Hooters?
Well,
is it just the name, or is it because the girls? I mean,
yeah,
it's a hamburger place.
And really the reason why we don't have one, and people ask us all the time, why don't we have a Dave & Buster's? Why don't we have a Hooters? Why don't we have a P.F. Chang's? Certain chains. Those chains have demographic requirements, and you have to have a certain number of people within a certain radius that make a certain median income. And
of course.
You have to have 300,000 people within a 5-mile radius that make, you know, an average family household income of 80,000 or whatever it is, or a certain age range. Again, Hooters, I think it's a male demographic within a certain age range. But that's why a lot of these don't come in.
The other thing about Hooters is if you buy, you know, if you get one franchise, you've got to have two. You can't just buy one. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, somebody I know checked on it.
Stands to reason.
Yeah, you can buy one, but you have to put another one in. You can't put it in the same town, so it's got to be somewhere, you know, around. So we take it down to Chico.
Well, and that's why you have
why they're in Chapter 11.
Yeah, well, in a larger metropolitan area,
yeah,
that works. An area like us is very isolated.
It doesn't really
work very well. But and then the question is, you know, where do you put some of these? We were talking during the break, I think, and it's an interesting question, and one that comes up a lot with regards to planning. Is you know, the zone it and they will come theory, which is, hey, yeah. The zone property, say we won't allow these uses. We're only going to allow this type of use. This is what we want to see in this particular area. So if we just zone it and only allow that use will come to this spot. Well, it usually does not work that way. And we were talking during the break about a great example up on Larkspur and some property up there that a few years ago, the Planning Commission, we approved some storage sheds and boat and RV covered storage.
Yeah.
And it was zoned, I believe, heavy commercial, general or heavy commercial at the time. And as soon as we got done, the people had been vacant for, I think, over 15 years. And people that owned it had been trying and trying and trying to find any type of use. They looked at everything from a strip mall to indoor go-kart racing to you name it. And everything in between, couldn't come up with anything to be able to put in there. This was the only thing with the following the city regs that would pencil was the storage. And I remember then our development services director got a little, you know, he brought up, he said, hey, I just want to let you guys know that you just approved a project that's going to bring in virtually no sales tax in a heavy commercially zoned area in a major commercial portion of town that's not going to bring in sales tax. And my comment was, well, how much sales tax has it brought in the last 15 years? Zero. It's been vacant. Is it better
so
to have
if it brings in
there?
A dollar, it's
is it better to have something
more.
There than yeah. nothing? And that oftentimes comes up in planning a lot of these decisions.
Bruce,
there's a lot of things that come into play in a situation like that. I was told by a commercial broker recently, and I was handled that land sale where the existing Costco is, that another restaurant was coming in and looking to locate there. And he told me that they're dealing with the city, and between traffic impact fees, this, that, whatever, the total fees are close to $400,000.
Jeez.
So they've hesitated, and they haven't made a decision yet. But, you know, you take something like that locally, who can afford to do that? They're all chains. They're national.
Yeah. So, and what did I hear from the last council meeting is they're talking about raising the permitting and all the fees because they're $5 million short in their budget. Oh, well, let's just raise the fees and permit cost. And it's like
they're going about it the wrong way. What they need to do is freeze salaries down there.
Maybe
instigate a furlough day for everybody.
It's dogit.
Freeze hiring. You get rid of that $5 million deficit very quickly. Talk about fees and permits. There's not an overcrowded school in Shasta County. But before you go to the city to get your permits for your house, you have to pay the overcrowded school fees, which are over $5 a foot. So if you're going to build a 2,000-square-foot home, before you get to City Hall, you're spending $10,000.
Well, let me ask a question here, because that's a good point. Our school enrollment has been dropping over the years. So it says overcrowded. What is their definition of overcrowding? Five? You have six students. That's overcrowded?
Well, this is state, so, you know, in some areas that might be true. But I think overall in the state of California, the number of students has decreased, not increased.
No, I mean, I know it's
just been going on every year. When does it stop? And how much is too much? Well, it's already too much. So how do you stop that?
And you bring up, too, about, you know, some of the other smaller permits and fees and bringing those up. We went through that, about 5 years ago? I want to say that we even sat in on some of those meetings. They had stakeholder meetings before bringing those up. And, I mean, I think they, you know, it was a lot of little stuff. It was let's triple the fee for the permit to install a new water heater was one of them. And I finally raised my hand and said, okay, I've got to address the 800-pound, you know, elephant in the room here. How many people are just not going to get the permit? It's just the fee is way too high to just install a water heater, and you guys will never know about it. And then you're
does that start with a P?
Less revenue, and so that and really there we kind of got shrugged shoulders when we asked that question. And I think the other part of this too is that was done back then to square up the budget for planning and building departments. So those departments they said, hey, they don't pay for themselves. The fees and permits that we collect in the planning and building departments do not pay for those divisions. That we have to give some out of the general fund. So that was supposed to have shored that up back then. So if they're going to be raising those again, my question is, okay, how much have those costs gone up? Why have they gone up? Are we seeing less activity? What, you know, why is this occurring?
You know, you brought up a real good question, Bruce, about City Hall, and which makes me write down things. How many people work for the city? One, how many have been hired in the last 4 years? And, you know, compared. I mean, we're already short 11 police positions, maybe more by the time this year rolls around. Fire, same thing. How many people have been hired? You know, because one of the things they looked at when they said, oh, we're cutting all these, you know, when Trump said we're cutting out these positions, 60,000 positions. Well, in this one agency, in the last 4 years, 40,000 had been hired in that one agency. So you've got to kind of ask yourself, are we, you know, do we need a government efficiency expert to come down and look at the city and the county and say, you know, you can streamline like you would your business, like I do my business. And maybe you've got some redundancy there.
I'm sure there's a certain amount of waste, but it's public knowledge. You can go online and find out.
I'm just kind of rhetorical questions.
What people make, though, and I think the general public would be in shock if they read those numbers and what it costs per person. And, it's gotten out of hand. I mean, it used to take a public job and you had a good, decent salary, but you had a great retirement. You had certain things and whatever.
Stability in your job.
Now, I think if you look at it, they're making considerably higher than the public sector.
Well, I know in the feds, and I saw they said the average federal worker, and we're not saying anything about their work ethos or anything like that, but the average fed was making $109,000 a year. The average American not working for the feds is making $66,000. So you got to kind of look at that because just for the reasons you said. Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Get ready for a weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine. Saturday, April 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. All ages are welcome, so come on down and bring the family. Spaces are limited.
limited for show cars. Hope to see you there. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals. Sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing at low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Your world like the 4th of July. Hey,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda. Linda, on her way home to see her parents in Sacramento. Weather, it's going to be raining today. It's going to start kind of clearing tomorrow, Sunday. Monday and Tuesday are going to be beautiful days with temperatures up in the 80s. Yeah, then it starts on Wednesday, starts raining again. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans, good people. Reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with House Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. We're just having a great time. I wish y'all could hear the breaks. You know what? And the reason we turn off the microphones is because words fly that ordinarily you would never hear on our radio show. Maybe on Sundays, where my producers are standing there with the delete button box in their lap, poised, ready to go. And we have some great Sunday shows, what can I say, with a variety of people and thoughts and all of that. But we're here today talking real estate. And MLS listings, I remember that they should be around 1,100, but they haven't been.
We're at 621 this morning in terms of residential listings, and that's seasonally adjusted right around where it's been.
It's been like
that. In the 500, 600s, right in that range. And so we're still not seeing that many come on the market.
Uh-huh.
We're seeing some listings out there, but I'll tell you what, it is critical that they are priced right. We have seen some ones, I mean, it's amazing. You go, gosh, that inventory's down that low.
Wow.
There must be multiple buyers for each one of these. Well, not necessarily, unless they're priced correctly. I mean, even we were talking about Palisadro.
Yeah,
You know, homes under, I think we looked, it's been a week or so now that I've looked, but it was, I think we looked under 750,000. How many houses in Palisadro are active?
How many?
Three. And under 750, there were three.
Uh-huh.
And those three that were on there, some of them have been sitting for over 200 days. And it's good. Well, if there's so few out there and there's such a market for Palisadro, how can that be? Well, people aren't going out and overpaying right now.
Not worth this under whatever it is, 650 or whatever.
Yeah. So it's, you know, you really have to price it right, and you really have to look at condition. Condition's critical. We did put one, we put an offer in on a house, a week or two ago that had three offers. We were one of three and ours did not get it.
Uh-huh.
But they had to do all kinds of new upgrades. They had spent a ton of money on the house already. Mm-hmm. We're putting in a new HVAC, the whole nine yards, and it reduced it $90,000. And finally, that house.
It reduced it $90,000 after doing all that.
After it had reduced $90,000, they'd made several. Finally, were able to get it to a point where they were triggering offers. So you can get the offers, it can do it, but price is absolutely critical. So you really have to make sure it's in that correct range.
Well, it's the old question. When you go on a listing appointment, do you want to sell this house? Do you want to list it or do you want to sell it? If you're too high, it's going to sit there, and the longer it sits, you know.
Yeah, when you see them on, this is about something else. When you've been sitting out there for, like, you see, been on market 100 days.
Yeah.
You know, and you see those out there.
Number of days on market has increased considerably here and nationally as well. You know, the inventory is still low. But, you know, the old pipe dream of getting too much for it, that's not happening.
That's not happening.
Yeah. We listed a house the other day. We have two offers already, and it's $339, I believe, list price. So that's still a very good market.
Yeah, under four.
Yeah,
under four.
On an acre. And oh. Yeah, so.
Okay, let's go to the phones. John, do you have a question for House Realty?
I do. What do you think the bottom line cost before you get to start building is on a one-acre parcel within the city limits that needs a septic tank? I'll take my answer on the air.
Okay, John, thanks a lot. The cost?
Well, in the city of Redding, in more times than not, you have sewer. But, you know, if the sewer isn't there, then, yeah, septic tanks have gone up considerably. And it's due to it's state regulations. Down south, there's much more density than there is here. So they have to be careful with wells and septics being too close together, et cetera, et cetera. But we used to figure $12,000 for a new septic system, and now it's $20,000. So that's gone up.
And then, do you need special permits for that? Does that include the permitting process too?
No. So full in, you're really probably looking at closer to 25 or 30 after the permits and everything else. And you're not able to just do a simple perk test anymore. It has to be far more specific. And depending upon where your leach lines and your leach field are going to be at, it may require pumping. And that's where it can get very expensive on that. So the first thing you want to do is get that testing done to see exactly what type of system you're going to need within the city, plus your other fees and permits. If you're probably looking at anywhere from, I would say, $50,000 to $60,000.
So just make sure, too, it's not in a floodplain. That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We just sold a lot recently in the city of Shasta. And it was a burn lot. It had a septic, and it had been inspected and approved. And it also had a water meter. And people don't realize it, but I think a water meter now in that Shasta district is $19,000.
To put a water meter in.
Yeah. So anyway, between the septic and the water meter being in, we figured it was $35,000. It sold for $70,000, and it had a nice view. So... really, I mean, it was an exceptional buy.
It was a good buy because you had all that.
Because if you had to put that in, you know, add another, you know, $35,000,
$40,000. Well, Linda and I found this piece of land and called Cameron, of course, right away, and it took him all 10 minutes to come back because he was going to need a septic system and that. It was on the river. And Cameron said very quickly, it's in a floodplain, forget it. You're not going to ever get this done. And so we said, okay. If you've got it where inside the town, you're not in the floodplain.
Yeah.
But still, it's going to be like $25,000 at least.
Yeah, probably. And it depends upon the type of system. So, I think it was Santa Barbara County or one of the counties down south. There was an assemblyman down there. There was an issue where the leach lines, they had a high bacteria count, I believe, in a creek or a stream nearby, and they were done improperly. And so, typical California, let's do a one-size-fits-all regulation for septic systems now throughout the state. And when that went into effect some years ago, that drastically increased the potential cost for putting in a septic system. Now, John, what I'm guessing is, and especially since you said it was 1 acre, there are portions of the city that used to be in the county. So we've annexed, the city has annexed county land multiple times throughout the years. And as it's done so, it's taken the county property where we didn't have the sewer systems, and now they have the septics. And so I would get the test done first. It's going to tell you a lot.
Okay. All right. Final thoughts here, guys. We've run out. Gosh, it's gone again. Bruce.
Well, it's an interesting market. We still have pretty low inventory. Rates, I think, are going to remain somewhat stationary. 6.5 to 7.5 in that. The Feds may drop, you know, the discount a tad, but I think there's a lot of uncertainty with what President Trump's doing right now. And, you know, firing lots of people and this and that and whatever. So it's nationwide. We've been following different markets. Florida, they have their issues. Texas, they have their issues. And it's an interesting market. Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 6 months.
It should, I was going to say it should shake out in the next 6 months, Cameron.
Yeah, and I would say, too, it'll be interesting to see what that does to rates. Because, like I said, rates, mortgage rates really are more dependent upon the 10-year Treasury, which is more dependent upon future economic outlook. And if there's uncertainty, that may bring rates down.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of House Realty? I mean, you guys have been there for, you know, 140 years.
We've been there since 1965, and we received a call a week ago that Redding Realty is going to close down, and so we will now be the oldest office in town.
Oh, closing down.
Well, they've most of their agents have, like ours, have retired or passed, or and so Richard Downs, who's been in real estate for 55, 60 years, has decided to close down.
It's
so
time.
Anyway.
Yeah. So you will then be the dean of all.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Okay, phone number?
530-241-8300 or houseofrealty.com.
There you go. We use House of Realty. We're real happy with them. Everybody have a great weekend. It's going to be clearing up Monday. Jack Munns, mayor of Reading, I think, is going to be with us. We're still trying to work that one out. Be safe, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.